before you get going, air it out.
Oh, man.
What's bugging you?
Prepare for the day.
Morning therapy is a phone call away. 877-W-SKY-TALK. What's bugging you? On 97.3 The Sky.
Life is good. Attitude of gratitude, baby. Yeah, it is 7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. But a different kind of attitude you can, get rid of right now. Yeah, if there's something irritating you. We call the segment What's Bugging You, because it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now, please. 877-975-9825. You don't get through right away, please try back. Good morning, Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me? After seeing that ad for the new Jaguar, they finally displayed what the car looks like, and it goes along with that freak show. Here it is. It's got a super long hood, but there's no engine, no rear view window, no doors. But when you want to get in and out of the car, the whole roof and doors are one segment, and they lift up. Now, God forbid you're in a crash. How the hell are they going to get you out? That's what's bugging me.
Maybe that's why it didn't appear in the earlier ads.
It's pretty bad.
They're like, how do we hide this ugly thing?
It is, yeah.
Let's go to John. What's bugging you?
Oh, Bob, I tell you, once again, Trump, I hope and pray that you accept no pardons from the left to justify their crucifixion of you as to what they have done to you to remove any guilt they may have. I hope he accepts no pardon. He did nothing wrong. And that's what's bugging me.
Yeah, right on. Let's go to Roy. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is 4 years ago, the change of power was on January the 6th. This, and 4 years later, it's 14 days later? I don't understand that at all.
No, it's January 20th has historically been the date. Mm-hmm. January 6th occurred when Trump was, that was a time when he was trying to get, what was it, Congress to hold off on certifying the election, because basically, they knew what they were doing, the left, the clock ran out on them.
Right.
It wasn't that they didn't have any cases. There just wasn't time to develop the information and the evidence needed to be successful with any of those cases. Let's go. Oh, 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is that we have not heard from Nostradamus in quite a long time. We rely on him for updates on Ukraine and prognostications regarding world affairs. So I'm just praying he's either stuck in Gainesville traffic, or maybe he has the same cheesy phone service as I have. Thanks, guys.
Maybe best thing to do is if we get his phone number next time, just give it to Mark.
Yeah, then they can just talk.
They can have their own bromance going on.
Yeah. God, they can look into the future and the past and have a little conversation or something.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, everybody. 'Tis the season. What's bugging you, Greg? It's got to be go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I don't want to put anybody on the spot, but I know you're waiting to get back in your Jeep.
I am, because they had a recall on it, which I knew going in, which is taking a few days longer than I thought. No, what's bugging me is I was going to buy something for it. I wanted to get just to, do a little maintenance on it. And I believe in capitalism. I believe in profit. It's the American way. But sometimes we see things and you're like, okay, that really is just gouging. I mean, if somebody wants to pay that for something, I was wanting to buy a cabin air filter. And I'd seen them online. Yeah, they're $16-18, something like that.
And it's the cabin inside the car, not like a log cabin. Go ahead.
Yes. It filters the air coming in through your heating and air conditioning system. And I'm seeing they're $16-18, $20 online. You know, it's
how much?
$16-18.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
We'll call it $20. And some of them are even marked down to like 12 something, you know, which is fine. But they got to charge you, $10 shipping or whatever. I'm like, that's a little high. Have to pay $25 for a $12 filter.
Might as well give your money and your business to the local folks.
Well, that's what I thought until I went to go get one.
Mm-hmm.
$47 for the $16 filter. Maybe
they're ordering it from the wrong place.
I did not buy it there because I want to keep my dollars local, but... And they said, oh, no, that's what we sell all our filters for. $47 for a $16 filter? And it's not like I'm ordering it online from some discount warehouse. No, I'm it's the same thing. It's a business. It's a small business, but it's like, just sell it at retail. I'll pay you the 16 or the 18 bucks.
Well, that's the thing. You have to wonder, have business owners, whoever makes these decisions and the pricing decisions, and it may not even be on the local level at all.
Because they're all usually part of a chain, so yeah.
Yeah, and so you have to wonder, it's like, you know, you get a hold of the CEO, you'd like to go, hey, hey, Charlie, there's this thing, it's called the internet now?
Yeah.
So we can find out the prices for everything, including the vehicles you're selling, and all the accoutrements,
yes.
All of the parts. We can find it all, we can find the pricing on all of it, and because you're here and local, we want to help you out.
Sure.
But don't gouge my eyes out when I come in, because I won't find my way back.
That's a great way to put it. That's a fantastic analogy.
Gouge my eyes out, I may not be able to find your business again.
I have worked at the car business. I've worked at car dealerships. I understand, but usually the worst case was going to be the retail price that everybody can look up. So
yeah, and you've got to look, and I understand there's going to be a certain markup, but
sure there is.
Yeah, when you're taking a product like that and you're almost tripling it,
that's now you're just taking advantage. I know where I won't be buying parts.
Mm-hmm.
Not naming them, but I know where we'll be. Yeah,
there's no reason to.
No, not at all.
And it's not like it's the only place that does that either.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
I'm glad you could get that off your chest, Greg. Oh, we're here for you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thanks, everybody, for participating. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And coming up, Trump hating and hating Trump supporters. Well, a business owner is finally coming to their realization that, hey, that's hurting my business. Yeah. From the Duh file, next on 97.3 The Sky.
Trending right now on The Sky.
Hunter full and unconditional pardon.
Bail his son out instead of doing what's right.
Biden making a major reversal ahead of his exit from office.
As it happens.
Trump cabinet nominees targeted with death threats.
No one should have to live in fear.
The news station.
Fighting across the Lebanese-Israeli border will end. There is going to be a mass deportation. Don't test us.
Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once. On News Talk 97.3. The Sky.